5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
It really goes without saying, that is the incorrect time. Oh, come on. You should know by now that if you hear my voice, it is 1930 UTC, and that is the time at which we always begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Ooh, it's a little breezy out here today. Oh, hello, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And how are we starting the Dubious Goals Committee off today? Well, just about the same way we have been for the last couple of days. We're walking down into the creek to look for golf balls. It is a nice day. It is sunny. It is a little bit breezy. It wasn't very windy at my house, but it's not too far away. But it's a little bit cool. It's just over... like 50 degrees Fahrenheit. So like, 12 or 13 degrees Celsius as I make my way down this precarious slope. I'm almost all the way down. Ugh. Okay. Are we going to find any golf balls today? Let's get over here to the area and take a look. If you're a new listener to the Dubious Goals Committee, you might like to know that no, Dubious Goals Committee is not a show about golf. But recently it has become a show about golf balls, specifically colored golf balls, and even more specifically, green, blue, and purple colored golf balls. All right, I'm standing here. I don't see anything. I have a feeling somebody's been here. Although, that's weird. The two golf balls that were in the water yesterday are now gone. But the two golf balls right across the water, still there. Weird. How did somebody take out the ones in the water and not get the ones that are, 20 centimeters away in the mud? I don't know. So I'm still thinking about getting some kind of golf ball retrieving tool. I'm not actually going to buy the real deal, I'm thinking about make something. Get a stick, put a hook on the end. I don't know. I need some kind of homemade impromptu sort of tool. I'm not going to buy one. Although, I should go to like some thrift stores, some secondhand shops. Maybe I could find a golf ball retrieval tool. Here's a golf ball. It's over there. It's on the other side where we can't get it. So I'm slowly walking up the creek. And I mean that quite literally. I am down in the creek bed. Down in the creek bed. Walking on a sandbar. Almost sinking into the water there for a second. And as I glance around, I'm not finding anything. And I don't hear any golfers up on the golf course. It might be too... Whoa, that's not good. It might be too cold for golfers today. It is a little bit cool. And I gotta walk over the picnic table thingy. We're good. It might be too cool for golfers today. It was pretty cold this morning. And as I look around, there's no golf balls today. No golf balls. I guess that's okay. You can't get golf balls every day. Oh, here's some Mati tracks. Ooh, Mati tracks going in both directions. Marmot tracks and little squirrely tracks. Okay, so yeah, marmots are wandering around down here. They're not just not wandering around by me. Maybe we just need to come out earlier. We need to get out here. Oh, I almost tripped. Much earlier in the morning. Like one of these days, I actually need to get up. We need to come out here super early. Find our Matis eating breakfast. Eating delicious, yummy Mati breakfast. Ooh, okay, so I'm back up on the bank. And whereas I can't say that I'm disappointed, I'm not. I know that there's always a chance that we're not going to find any golf balls. But I feel, I don't know, I vaguely feel let down. Or I vaguely feel like I've let you down, my loyal listeners, who are beginning to think, man, Tobe isn't as cool as I thought. He can't even find marmots or golf balls. What's his problem? He's not cool. He's just a clown. Well, some days are a little bit more exciting than others. That's about all I can say as I climb back up the steep bank of the hill. All right. So, well, that was a thing that happened. But now that I need to walk home, it's going to take me a few minutes. You're not going to want to hear me walking. So why don't you listen to this? Nice. That was The Shadows. The Shadows doing Sleepwalk. And that's an interesting little version. It's a little different. Hank B. Marvin puts a little bit of different thing onto that track, and it just works out. rather nicely. Oh, speaking of other things that are working out rather nicely, let's have some tea. Pour the tea. It looks pretty yummy today. Oh, what kind of tea are we drinking today? Well, yesterday we were drinking Longjing. What are we drinking today? Mm-hmm. It's not Longjing. Mm-hmm. It's not Dahong Pao. Mm-hmm. It's not Jiguanyin. It's Jinjin Mei. Hooray. Oh, and I just remembered something else. I made a weird sound last night. Do you want to hear it? Yes, of course you do. So the first thing we need to do is we need to run downstairs into the basement, and then we need to come back up into the living room. Anyway, so last night, what was I doing? I've been building another guitar because I can. And while I was building the guitar, I got to the point where I said to myself, oh, I better test this out to make sure this works, just in case. Because I've built this one, again, in a slightly different way than I've built every single other one. And this was one of those things where I had to test it out before I buttoned it up. Before I sealed up the box and everything, I had to test it out and make sure it worked. Because once this thing is closed up, it's not getting opened back up ever again. So how did I test this thing out? I didn't put strings on it. No. Because that would have been a pain, because then I would have had to take the strings off and do a bunch of stuff and blah, blah, blah. So I ran down to the basement and I grabbed my electric screwdriver. And that's what it sounds like when you activate it in front of a microphone. However, it is much more interesting, and this is how I tested, you know, my pickup wiring on my new guitar. It's much more interesting to activate this thing next to an electromagnetic pickup because it picks up all the motor noise. So what I did was I plugged the guitar in, and I didn't bother to plug it in directly into the amp. I just left it in my regular signal chain. So now we get the motor noise plus effects. So I'm going to turn off the microphone here, and then you're going to get the new noise. So here we go in 3, 2, 1. Isn't that fun? Yes, it is. Now let's try a different effects patch and see what we get. Clipped. How about we put it on some kind of ring modulator setting? Yep, the aliens are coming. They're gonna land their UFO. Wait, let's try something really wacky. What's that one that I like that's so bizarro? Is it this one? Yeah, and you can try this at home too, kids. Let's try it on this one. Let's try the standard Taisha Goto patch. What's that gonna do? Yeah, no. That one's a little tricky because, ow, I'm hurting myself. The auto-wah. The auto wall wants to sweep that into dangerous clipping noises. So let's go back to this one. Yeah, that's cool. Pretty fun stuff, right? Yeah, I have to agree. But I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, but what does it mean? Yeah, you can make crazy noises with a drill or a battery-operated screwdriver, whatever, electric motor next to an electromagnetic pickup. But what good does that do you? Well, let me tell you. Let me explain. Perhaps you are sitting around and somebody calls you up and says, oh, quick, we need you to do the all of the Foley and the score for our B-movie science fiction flick that's going to be on, you know, Sci-Fi Channel in the middle of the night. And then you say, okay, what's it pay? And they say, well, $5,000. And you're like, I can't do anything for that. Oh, come on, man, please do something. Okay, well, maybe I can put a drill next to and my guitar pickup. Oh, look who just walked in. Oh, my God, it's Blenda. Oh, what you got?
Blenda.
What is she holding? What does she have? Oh, my God, it's a round tray of hamburgers.
Uncle Grandfather. Al.
Dumb looking. Oh, God. She has brought a wrong tray of hamburgers.
But what about that path?
Stay true to the past and beware the, well, you know, the guy.
Who?
Brenda.
Beware of who?
Put those on the top shelf.
Beware of
who? The fire is hot.
Who, Uncle Grandfather? Beware of who?
Quaffio.
Who?
Hire.
Quaffio?
Kirk Cameron.
You can do it. Now do you understand?
No, I don't.
You see, Gerald, son. Hamburger should be high.
All right.
Oh, damn.
Oh.
Look at that.
Look at that. Oh, yeah. Look at that. And somehow that has put me in the mood to hear Danza Kuduro. When was the last time we listened to this? I don't even remember. So talk to me, Don Omar. Yeah. So beepy. Whoa. We're on a boat. I can feel the sea wind. Oh. Cut to the scene of all the girls in the bathing suits and cute sunglasses. All right, let me grab my phone real quick.
Chanzo.
See.
Where are you at?
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm in my house.
I'm home.
Actually, I'm on my way to pick you up.
In my boat.
Okay, great. I'm waiting for you.
With
see you
these
then.
Four girls.
Bye.
Who aren't doing anything. God, that's just good acting.
Hey, Max.
Fantastic.
Hello.
Sola, da media vuelta.
it's still cool. It's still cool. That's still a cool song. I don't care what anybody says. Yeah, maybe that's not the greatest version of it, you know, remix-wise, but no, that still works. It still stands up. Quit complaining. It's fine. I mean, you have to admit, yeah, maybe it's a little dated, but at least Kirk Cameron hasn't gotten his greasy little hands all over it. Boy, is he gonna get it now. What? Look at that greasy
Boy,
mess
are you
made.
Boy, you gonna get it now.
What? Look at that greasy mess you made. Our mom just drove up.
Give me something fast.
Here, 409 works fast.
Yeah?
Before you start to wipe.
Hurry! 409 special grease dissolvers cut.
Hurry! 1981, Mom is walking in. How's her Kuduro? Is it going to be shiny?
Hey, that shines.
Oh, my God.
What have you two been up to?
Oh, just getting shiny Kuduros, Mom. Okay, well, you kids go out and play. And while the kids go out to play, Mom starts calling around. She needs to find out. Is the party on? And I hope
so. Party's on.
Yes!
Results!
All right.
Damn it.
What's wrong with you?
I foolishly agreed to accompany my wife on an extreme sports calendar shoot.
Oh, you mug!
You plum duff.
I have ordered not one, not two, but three crates of poppers. We're having it large.
All right, don't rub it in.
And it's Bank Holiday Monday.
Recovery Monday.
That's right, easing out the calm down. While you're out there watching your wife parading about in a jumpsuit.
Hello, idiot.
And where's Mrs. Harrison and all this?
She's staying with her sister in Bournemouth. I am greenlit the whole way. I just have to find a quiet spot. Tell her I'm going to bed at 9:30 and carte blanche. Woo! Oh, you are so under the thumb, it's frightening.
At least I've got a thumb.
Look, why don't you just tell this woman that you can't make it this weekend because you're rolling with the boys?
If I do Ooh. That, Sabu, she will pummel me into the dirt.
Give her the back of your tentacle.
She's a powerful woman.
Come on!
Sometimes I wonder if I made the right decision marrying an extreme sports calendar model.
Well, these are all decisions that we face in our lifetimes. Should you marry the extreme sports calendar model? Or should you marry the milkmaid? You know? Huh, now that I think about it, which way would I go? Yeah, now see, you can understand why you gotta wonder if he made the right decision at any given time. Just don't let this cause, you know, conflict, either internal conflict or conflict with anybody else, because eventually you're going to run into somebody who loves to fight. Now, I'm not saying that we all love to fight, just some crazy little monkeys. Yeah, we're going with this.
Love to fight, love to fight, soy demo, koi demo, injanai.
Yes, all right. And it's either that or Banana Cha-Cha. Is that what you want? No. And you thought the love to fight thing was worse than Banana Cha-Cha? Why would you think that? Maybe we need to do some comparisons here.
Banana cha-cha.
Yeah, okay. Now ask yourself, which would you rather be subjected to on a regular basis? A little bit of defrag, love to fight, love to fight. Or do you want to hear banana cha-cha every single day for the next 5 years?
No. Banana.
No, there is no banana cha-cha. Yeah, we know what you want.
Banana-na-na.
Yes, Uncle Grandfather wants banana-na-na-na cha-cha. How about the rest of you? No, nobody wants banana-na-na-na cha-cha except for Uncle Grandfather. All right, and as I look at the clock, I am noticing that, can't we wrap this up a little bit early? No, I guess we can't. Gotta do the whole full 30 minutes of Dubious Goals Committee, so let's get some weird background noise going. Yeah, I can dig it. What's happening? Nobody knows. But I'll tell you one thing I'm thinking about, and that's lunch. What do I feel like eating today? I don't know. I don't want rice. I've been eating rice for the last 3 days. Do I have enough money to buy a hamburger? I might have enough money to get a hamburger. Or, should I do it? Should I go get some carnitas tacos? By the way, did I mention this? I'm not eating as many carne asada tacos as I used to. And the other day, me and the Emeritus, we went to Abelardo's, and he wanted carnitas tacos, and boy, the last time I saw them, they looked really good. So I was like, I'm gonna get those too. And so we had this carnitas tacos party, and it was so good. Now I'm hungry for, am I hungry for carnitas tacos again? Jeez, I think I might be. Or maybe I should get a hamburger from the Greek restaurant, the Greek village. Oh, I gotta go check, see how much money I have. Anyway, you've been listening to the Dubious Golf Ball Committee, a show that airs every banana cha-cha at 1930, 409, right here on Anon Radio. I might be losing my mind, or maybe I'm just hungry and I need to get some food, so I'm gonna wander up to the kitchen. Bye bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.